this morning, I'm turning to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. John, chapter 8. And chapter 8, and I looked in verse 34. A little bit, 33 and 34, but my concern is 34. So I believe from 33. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How seest thou ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin." And we are thinking about the words of Lord Jesus Christ here this morning. And our subject is slaves of sin. Not opinion. You can even hear Jesus to hear some crowd come and say, "Ah, ayen ya do ye or dema Jew Israel for me and they give me na ye put in that we say money on kuwa money on kuwa." And we share a passage in our life and ya nubi and kita hobi dibi or me Israel for Jew for a Pharisee for me now na they say it's right, omu catch it. If someone when you can't catch wrong, you say, someone didn't know. The words of Lord Jesus Christ here was an answer to some Jews he was discussing with, and that these Jews thought they were saved. They thought they were free and that they were saved because they were descendants of Abraham. But the words of Lord Jesus Christ here reproved them of their vain hope of salvation, because they thought by being a natural descendant of Abraham, they were God's people, they were saved. But Lord Jesus Christ was reproved them, and his reproof was like, their hope of salvation is vain if they are not delivered from the controlling power of sin. The controlling power of sin. Yes, Christ, if they are not delivered from the power of sin. And that's what I think we are thinking of this one, the controlling power of sin. You know, the controlling power of sin operates in the heart through lust. But it to me, I want to do you more when you come and I'm a con also. And through this lust, it corrupts us morally, corrupts the human character. It taints us with all that kind of things that are displeasing to God. All manner of habits and behavior that are displeasing to God. A cup money to me, yes, we saw that. Oh, wow, we'll be on the money be on the money as you should money to me as you know. And I mentioned some money to me, a digima only per moon. Now, you might do only per moon, a digima only per moon, and now a corner so now a corner and also an option at the first suit, and as a deeper savior can sue bear papa and not say. If you say, money no, and I'm a corner so say the part is. Na nipa esu a wọ no abeyẹ basa bi se e wo nyame anim bi se bọni tumi e ma de bia no di bọni echi. So that's what we are thinking about this one, the controlling power of sin, how sin has control over sinners, and that every sinner needs to be delivered from the controlling power of sin to be free. And that's what the Lord Jesus was reminding these Jews. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is a servant of sin." You say you are free, you are Abraham's descendant, but look at you. You say you are God's people, you are a child of God, you are among God's people, but look at you. you were a slave. And the Jesus no can say, "Musa you for a Musa and Mufi Abraham are saying, Mudia Munya Mboa, we are more for Mudi, Pamunche, we are the boy of four. We are Mboa Mabani, Bonnie to me the Dimoso. Now, I'm proud when it's to me Dimoso. I just a wound Yanya Ponko, Sia Ponko, one of the officers. And the son of man are not the Abraham or Mabu. So, he's telling them, you before, you claim to be free from sin, you claim to be Abraham's descendant. Abraham was a friend of God, and that you think that he being a friend of God and coming from him, you are also a friend of God. No. As long as you are under the controlling power of sin, your claim of being a people of God is never true. So that's what he's bringing to their mind. It's a very important thing that a man born in sin should think of that. That until I am free from sin, the power of sin, I am not free. Yes, I live in this life, I have liberty to do what I please, but I'm not free because I'm a slave. I'm a slave to lust. You see, I live by my fleshly desires. I live by what I think that will please me, you see. So, until we are delivered from that, we are not free at all. We deceive ourselves because there's a consequence of being under the controlling power of sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ delivers those he saves from this moral decay. Yes, Christ also a genie perfume money more. Bonne pro yea, a tiny person, and you bar a bay one and where you have him. So, gene not or they were kind of call for more. But they want to tell you. Sorry, yes, I don't know. But they want to tell you. Oh, pray, I was a sacrament, they want to tell you. But dear officer, one day, to me, a word in between here. And 2 Peter 1, verse 4, we are told that true believers have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4 says, "A journey for one, he's to a journey, no more, a journey, rest, and the Muslim, or no more, jump, or how I jump with money. We see how the Bible describes the controlling power of sin. The corruption that is in the world through lust. A prayer where we are saying now a connoisseur. You see, sin is through lust. James described it. You see, when it is conceived, and then when lust go out, then we are enticed by our lust, and then lust, when it is finished, then we sin and it ends in death, you see. So sin is in the world before there's lust in man. It's not interesting. Look at the whole world. Look at the other creatures, animals, plants, and whatever. They have no sin in them. You see? And it's because of human sin that has brought trouble into this world. And this means these creatures are suffering because of human sin. God cursed this world because of human sin. And because there's this corruption in the world, but then believers have escaped. It's a journey for our own Christ. We only show more if you start praying. Yeah, I will be asking them a corner. It's an idea. They have escaped. They live in this world, but they have escaped. How? See, they have escaped. They are in this world. They live in this world, but they have escaped. And you see, how do we see a believer has escaped? And it's true. We all, if we are true believers, our shame for every non-sin shows that we have been escaped from the power of sin. Our shame for every non-sin, whether in our thoughts, whether in our words or conduct. So, we are jaded here. And when I go over to me, who said, "Well, yes, we are jaded if we start prayer and number and number of corners where we are. When we pray, we are still number of corners here." So, So that is it. The shame of sin. Yesterday we were at the station. There was a young girl we were talking to. Well, she said she's saved. I mean, she went crying. But the fact is, the Lord Jesus Christ returned. So always the question we ask, Will you be part of those that will, I mean, when Jesus Christ can come for? This young girl said yes. Why? Because she's saved. She said, yeah, she's part of it. So I ask her, how does she know that she's part? I said, well, because she listened to Jesus Christ, he read the word, he tell people about Jesus Christ. I said,
okay.
But that's not what will make somebody be part. So I ask her, Christ will come for those who are saved from sin. And she's saved from sin. She begins to tell us a long story. But then later she asked us, what is it? How do you know you are saved from sin? So it was very nice question. Many people wouldn't want to ask that. They would tell me, yes, I believe in Jesus Christ. No. But the question, are you saved from sin? Are you ashamed from sin? One of the signs, the main signs of being knowing that I'm saved is being ashamed of it. To be ashamed of everything I know. My former life becomes shameful to me. My former friends who are saying they are saved, their lives become shameful to me. You see? So that is it. There's a shame. If I am saved from sin, I should be ashamed of sin. I should be somebody who's ashamed of sin. And this report that Lord Jesus Christ spoke with, they are not ashamed of sin, yet they claim to be saved. So he's telling them, you people, you are under the power of sin. I read to you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. The word that we have here as servant in the English, it's a Greek word, doulos, and originally it means a slave. A Greek word, now much you say, I said, one of them. Of sin. So that it's not just a servant. A servant has a liberties. So there's a difference between that, you see. So as we think further on these words, we'll think more of this, the controlling power of sin. So yeah, green, said your money, yes, we still can say, if you have money, be asked of that money, if you are saying, oh, your money, acquired. You have to me, yeah, a dead money, of course. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, we are told that, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, he says, and if I put one name up on the bar, we are seeing, and I'm summa a woo by, and I'm also a woo by, and the woo after, even after the penny answer. If you say, one year, why are you money? So sin has come upon all men. We are all sinners, and this is the idea, the controlling power of sin. Yes, we have the condemned where it has to be the eternal damnation, but no, we are thinking of the controlling power of sin now, because that is what we face while we are in this world. The controlling power of sin. Money to me, I want to pass on. So by this verse here, we are told that Adam's sin has made all humans slaves of sin. First, the Romans of the 5 chapter said, Adam, when you die, you will be saved. And not merely that, by our birth, but we have habit of sin. Yes, you will quick and yard boy, when you move your shoe, your walk, a shoe, and I said, Subaya, I have money at your soul. And you know, this habit of sin are indelible spots on the soul. Some morning, is we are my air morning. I have to say, what idea the actual, color, only color will be everywhere. So each sin is in a habit, like an indelible mark. When we sin, it stays with us. We don't sin and sin goes out of us. because it, everything has consequence. Bolivia, to say, what they so that until we are saved and purged from sin, every habit of sin and its defilement is painted on your soul. And it is a you can put it in a copy of the IG if you want to say, you know, when you are a beer, the Susan is one, and that's what they cross. Many people think in the world, yesterday maybe I did this and that is gone. No, sin is not gone. It's not on the soul, it's marked on the soul. And to stay on it. That's where God will take account of everybody's life. What we have done is stand on us. You see? So, what I have done yesterday and years before, if I am not saved and forgiven and cleansed from, it is still my soul. It is awaiting the day of judgment. So, sin is a serious matter. In Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23, look at how God described sinners, how their sins cannot be taken away by themselves. Look at, he says that, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Ethiopian like a colored person, or the leopard, his spots. Leopard is that wild cat, see they have that spot on their skin. Can they change it? Can a leopard take away the spot from his skin? Then may he also do good that are accustomed to do evil, you see? Because we are born in sin, we cannot stop the habit of sin by ourselves. And on our character, you see, Bonnie Ewa account Ewa Yakram, Sansu Akam, Ewa Yesu, I did it with the people. So sin always has that. See that the unsaved may be nicely dressed and neat, and yet his character is dirty and marred by sinful habits. When people are not saved, they may be nicely dressed people, or the other people may see them as nice people. But their character is dirty. Their character is marred by sinful habits. So in the obi mkwa, and this one you know who are trying to find or call, but then so ne on one kasa ne kra and this suno yaku point him no if you want to. See, God sees us not how we are dressed outside. He sees our heart. He sees our character. He sees our moral position. That's how God sees us. So it doesn't matter how well we have we appear before people, how people clap for us. If God is not pleased with us, we are nothing. Yakupon, the makers of soy, Obinia Jedinia, and his school in Genoa, Obey to me, I find him fine. And the difference of crying, who said, or Yenipa, or Dimu. And so, Yakupon, in the crap, and then in this solo, a fee, Bonnie is soon a goofy. Some of the dirty things of sin, the dirty part of sin, the lies, you see, the lies of men, the profane words, pride, envy, selfishness, the greed, and the lust, you see, it's the unsaved, all this surrounded the unsaved. And so, in Job, it's wonderful. That's when you are what they and so we're trying to be a good incredible. I am good for you, a market, and a whole train. You see? And so that God looks at us and we are dirty before Him because we are under the controlling power of sin if we are not saved. I am good for a share and say, yeah, engineer, you can't. No, when you say a good thing, if you want it to me, I share. Until you are delivered from the power of sin, the mark of sin is on you. See, and you will feel born to me, sir. Born, I come, I will come, I know I'm not going to be. But before I move on, I ask you, have you looked at your moral corruption? Why should you sue any Usubai
approach. I mean, what can ask you hope? Each one of us, if we are not listening, we have this. Yemubia, Sianji, and why I was asking. Yanko point him, no. Yapro, what is that? And yet, the Paka, what is one Kasa, I show who, and then Yanko point, Mesma, who would see our Yanko point you want. You know how you do it? I mean, the Ten Commandment helps us. Yanko point him, red, 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 white. I look at them. And even, we don't even go far, even the big, the main headings, I look at them and I ask myself, am I free from all this? Have I not violated any of them? No true person will say he has not. And I say, oh, then I am in a difficult problem because I have my character tainted with sin. And he said, I share with you my name, I know what you but to my brother, nothing my share say, ah. The young one right, a being of a meeting me cast a being boost. No, who said, I will fuel rather than me. And so that is what God wants us to think of ourselves. You see how the Lord just tried to remind these people? It's a reminder to them. It's not telling them you have sinned, but it says that either committed sin, the servant of sin. It's true though. On can't jump directly to why one, so my one was kind of be our one guy when you are out. Then they will tell them, they will say, oh, he's talking to us. Remember, there was a time they brought the woman, they say he has committed adultery, and then they brought the woman there, and he wrote on the ground, he that has not sinned, let him cast us. And the Bible tells that each one of them, from the elders, they all turn one after the other. You see, the words of Christ convict us of sin. Yes, Christ can say the one for. So that's why Apostle John can say that if we say we have not sinned, we are liars. We deceive ourselves. So you can say you are true for your dad. And then what the Lord Jesus Christ wants us to know is to examine our character, examine ourselves, and we'll see all we need. A cleansing from sin. Yes, because the person who said, Yeah, Sonny Abrabo, any Susu, you will say, oh, we're here. I'm here for you. Okay, now we move on. Another one thing about sinners is that sinners are never satisfied with sinning. At the point of war, I never go home, we said, we saw at the point, you can't be at the point here. Umbrella. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 18, this look at how God described this sin and said that they draw iniquity with cause of vanity and sin as with a cat. That's how sinners. I mean, God sees us if we have not been saved from our sin. He sees you as drawing sin because every day you are sinning. So it's like you are going, like, see how a truck, they push the truck, the cat, they put things on the bush. This is how the people will be pulling it behind them. So it's like you have tied your rope to your sin and you are pulling it. Yes, that's how God sees every sinner. If you are in your sin, you are probably saved from that. God sees you. And John Bunyan pictures a sinner very well. Like a sinner is somebody, he pictures a sinner with a bag. The sin is like a load behind him. Until he went to the cross of Calvary and Christ removes it. All his life he was not happy. Christian wasn't happy. So Christ removed that burden from him. And that is how it is. So see, they draw iniquity with cause of vanity. And sin as it were with a cattle. I saw my picture of them. I'm born in the Hamas from the deal with because I did any other sign. I'm a good one and formal. And they're happy. You see, sinners are happy to serve their master sin. At the point of fire, there's some over the Omura, one day, Iomura, no mitigation. Sinners are happy to serve master sin. The liar is happy to lie. Obi oya tro for no any dey so dey tro twitwa no ah o ti twitwa tro any dey so dey tro twitwa no am fa no So the liar is happy to lie, so that if I love lying and I keep on, because it's part of my life, I'm a sinner. You see? The selfish is happy about his well being alone. Obi or person who you know, if you don't go for cry, be better on the cross, if you are many day no go for and so many a home girl coming with the mere and hello cross, a bimukra. I can not take your more be our own. There's not quite on them, so I not say you more did I be on no pet and no pet, you know, and also the arrogance is happy that he or she doesn't respect at all. Obi you are on whose own word, dear. And that's all wrong word. Have you heard people talking like that? For me, I don't respect. Some people cannot say with their mouth, but in their heart they say. When they are angry, they at the workplace, I remember some of them. For me, I don't respect. You came from different house, I mean, I don't respect. People are trying to tell, oh, what's the deal? No. Where she will be or so made them word. It won't come along, but I'm almost too much, made them in word. And if there's some word there. For me, I cannot fight with you, but what I will tell you is more than beating you. People are terrible like that. I know we're trying to battle. It's a state of sin. And he's happy, or she's happy in it. When somebody says why, he doesn't say 10. He is able to think of very bad words more than 10 times. It's a habit of, I'm sure we see it around that time also. People quarrel, you see how, I mean, those of us who drive on the street, a driver standing and throwing some footy when somebody and he also throw more. That's it, habit of sin. They don't care. He's happy to insult and move away. You see, a habit of sin. A sinner is happy that he has that habit of sin. It's like a shield for him or her. And again, the profane person is also happy. The one who disregard God and his name and just say anything, it doesn't matter if it's about God or it's something that makes God dishonor the name of God, he doesn't care. His character, his words, his action, he dress, whatever, if he dishonors God, no, I want my way. It's the way of a sinner. You see, the drunkard, the fornicator, the slanderer, the gossiper are happy to indulge in their sin. You see. So have you seen somebody? They are very, very happy to really cut people into pieces. The reputation of people just to bring them down. They are happy that they are able to destroy people's character. Yes, it's a habit of sin. And there are many habits of sin. But what I'm trying to say is that the one who is happy with his sin. He may not show it out of it, but he lives and he's comfortable in his or her sin. Because of being in the or the one who is here, or you are saying, hey, many are dying, or you are saying, I'm fine, or you are saying, I'm proud. That is a sinner. That's a mark of a sinner. Another mark of sinner is that they search out ways to sin. I come back to what the boy said. Always they add sin to sin. That's how the Bible describes it. So, and this was the controlling power of emperor. Because sin is there, and their master, they will have the ideas. See? So, by the controlling power of sin, they devise iniquity and work evil upon their best. When the morning is light, they practice it. Micah 1, 2, chapter 2, verse 1, description. It says they devise iniquity and work evil upon them. So, what the Quran or being a teacher of money obedient? People be a soy dada, or no better than. So, money be no deal, or being a teacher of money about trustworthy. And when the morning is light, they practice it. A teacher, I've been born of foul, but never know. No, I shall see it. People saw dada, no dada. People said, so when they are sleeping, they are planning sin. That's a sinner. That is a sinner adding sin to sin. And as sinners are in the service of sin, this gives them over to another master. Now the money, of course, to sin, the money, you know, all the money, as a money did this, you know, a tunu koma, and that master is Satan. The boy is in the body more than the other, a tunu ma of a show with someone. So, as sin controls a sinner, then Satan gets grips of the person, because Satan is the as I always say, is like the senior prisoner of sin. He's a senior prisoner in the prison of sin. So that when you sin, then you throw yourself, then he will be able to bully you. And then they throw themselves to sin. And that is Satan and his way. You know how Satan overcame our first parents? By deceit. And you know, it is said that before our parents, Satan came to deceive them, they were filled with pride already. It was pride. They wanted Satan, they were enticed by their lust, because the state of Adam was a state they can fall or they cannot fall. It was in their hands. God gave them that so they can decide to do what they do, and God allowed them to ask for themselves. So before Satan even tempted them, there was pride. God, the Bible tells us pride goes before a fall. As we share so one be kind. It is Adam answer now. And if answer of some bad no, now my love my when you have some tear. No, so when you have one pen on us, we should want to pay. No, but some zaka. You see how these charismatic pastors, those miracle workers, they are deceiving people. People are under the power of sin and Satan, and they will tell them, no, 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 you are free. And they will tell them, rather, Satan is against their physical. No, Satan, the master of Satan over sinners, is to deceive them to sin. It's not what they talk of the poverty and other things that they think is the work of Satan. No. So, Satan overcame our first parent by the sin, and he's ever exercising his tyranny over every sinner. Upon some, it's more better. Adam and Eve, some more here, but the son or the boy, if you are some say they do. So, the Bible has upon something in the past one. That's the picture. Upon something at the boy of also. Satan is controlling sinners. And some people, they go to church, they say they are going to fight against Satan, and yet they are sinners. So long as you are in your sin and you are not delivered from your sin, you live in a, you are under the power of sin, you are in the camp of Satan. Satan is making he's mocking them. You are in my camp and you can't say you are coming to and drunk. No, by no human strength can deliver us from Satan's power, neither from sin's power. Nipa to me and I said, Obiani to me, I can feel upon something. Sorry, Nipa, Obiani. And so we see how Satan does. We remember how Judas Iscariot sinned against the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas Iscariot makes more years with the mind. See a guy makes me see it. We are told he was, when the sin came into his mind, Satan did not first entice him, but look at how the Bible says, Luke chapter 22, verse 25. Then entered Satan into Judas, sending Iscariot, being the number of the 12, and he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them, and they were glad and confidented to give him money. Already the Lord have said one of them has planned to betray him. I'm sure you can remember. Antana will be saying right here, so I can say, meaning Judas has planned it so long a time. And then when the hour came, Satan what? Entered him. Satan not entered him by just putting an encouraging idea into his mind, fanning the flame of sin to become fire so that he cannot quench it. That's what Satan did. So when somebody shared the room, my eyes are either Yasu Jai, but you know who wanted to know a corner with the moon after one day soldier. A Jansu, the Occident, would do. So Satan got Judas because
he wanted to sin. The lust of his heart. But do we see Judas enjoying his imagined wealth? Judas, we used to my area. Then Swiss, we answer, oh, so turn over his canoe, Sikano Kodiana. No. He lost everything. The world he imagined, he couldn't, he was not happy about the money again. He was not even happy about his living. He wanted to kill himself. So you see, by the lust of sin, which is inbred in the heart, and the lies of Satan, which whispers to the ears of sinners, sin appears as freedom, an advantage to the sinner. Mesmo a bonya kono we ni do boyi ni akumem eno obonsam so ne mesmo o kubone so no afei na di boyi ni ni so no bonya be sa hoto ana se mfaso ja ma di boyi ni. And that's what happened to Judas, that's what happened to Adam and Eve, and that's what happened to every sinner. I want to sin, and in my own mind I have been deceived by myself and Satan that it's an advantage, it's a happy state. I give myself to is a dominion of sin. Is you are under the dominion of sin. You are under the prison of sin because you are controlled by sin. And that why you think it's freedom, it's not freedom, it's rather slavery. I'm sure we know well how those who are controlling the culture of the modern world. They see sin as freedom. And when I come from the West, Western culture, they see sin as freedom. All sorts of habits that are even unnatural, they see it as freedom. You see? These lesbians and gays, and they see it as freedom. You see, you can choose to change your gender today. Today you can be called a man, tomorrow you can be called a woman. That's freedom. You see? You don't need to be tied with anything. No, it's sin. And that's what people think they are free. It's rather making them more and more enslaved by sin. That's how sin is to everyone who loves his sin. But let's remember, in the case of Judas, you know, Judas felt the bitterness immediately after sin. Every sin, sooner or later, will bring the sinner into misery. Bonibia, Nipa, Bidi Bonino, Imprimpri, and Nate, Emrebaban, Akrebaban. The boy in Obeko, I'll hear him. The boy in Obeko, I'll hear him. Either in his life, before the day of judgment. Even in this life, yes, we have some taste of the misery of your sin. If you do not repent of your sin and you live on in that, even in this life, God will make you taste. See, the burden of sin, the trouble of sin will be in your life. And that is why many people are running after prophets. They want to be free from the miseries of life. They've forgotten that they are sinners. They've forgotten that only God, at least if it's any problem, only God can help. They go to so-called prophets to relieve. They will never have solution. Yes, one trouble will come, we seem to go down, another trouble rise up. I'm going to ask them, those who follow those prophets, have they ever found solution to their problems? Go and ask them. Every time they are after, those so-called prophets have become their boss. They become their masters. But no, when sin controls a sinner, he cannot be free even from the troubles of sin. And then, the day of judgment, the final day, when people, the day of death comes, the judgment has begun for the sinner. At that, the boy in the bewuno, now, Temuda Ashasiyama, because sinners are separated to a place of misery even before the final day of judgment. At the point of Mubuwa, Mubuwa John Kotube, the act, they say, Prince and Temuda Nova. And the suffering of sin is because God has cursed this world. It's God's curse upon this world. Yahoo Pong, Nenomi, or Dianomi, if we have to be anything about Nom Hawaii. So that every suffering, you have to look up to God. And how we are not also here. Because on our day, as we fear, about we are saying somebody. But people who have trouble, they want to relieve from their trouble, but they will not look at their sin. The power and how, and that's how that is so. But how we share the money. When I
When I hear say, when fine, there may be others who may also cause our trouble, but the main problem is us. And only God can help us. Even if others stop troubling us, as long as we live in our sin, we are not free. Troubles will come in our lives, and that death is the final eternal death. So you see that there's a final misery, which is eternal suffering in hell. That's the final abode of all unsaved sinners. But I ask you a question before I move on. Is your case like that of Judas? Judas, who gave himself to sin and died as a sinner? Also, Osu and Leo Tibiat Judas and Samuel Judas, yes, you are not dead yet, but if you do not repent of sin, of your sin, and seek God to deliver you from the power of sin, one day when you come to die, your Lord will be like Judas. So, once you are my hope and you are sacred, you want my Jesus and you want to do. And that also, who will be, you know, it's Judas, who will be warned him. And then, sin and Satan will have the victory because they have controlled you to your last day. But have you sent the question to all of us who are here and those who have not come to the Lord Jesus? Have you sent the cruel hand of sin? Have you ever noticed that? Every sin is cruel because every sin will bring misery. See, until we have seen that, we will never see the danger of the power of sin. Lord Jesus Christ says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin." This scripture said, "The great commandment is some who say, 'Near or your bonny be, or your bonny aqua, or the bonny fierce.'" Our time is gone, but I will try to end here. That deliverance from sin's power is only by the Lord Jesus Christ. See, always He reminds us. Whenever He reproves sin, whenever He tells people of their fault, He is pointing them to Him. Wherever He reminds sinners of their sin, He's pointing to Him. He's telling them of Calvary. He's telling them of what He has come to do for needy sinners such as us. So that look at verse 28 of our reading. It says that verse 28 says, "Then said Jesus unto them, 'When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am He, but and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things.'" The lifting up of the Son of Man is talking of Calvary. When they have crucified Him, then they will know, because all who believe in Him will be saved. All who come to trust in Him, He will deliver. He will deliver all who are slaves to sin. All who have lived their life in sin, He will deliver. Yes, look, I said, Nasamuma, and if I bought a swa, and I'm going to say, may you on one. Oh, no, yeah, I'm going to call up every day. And since I was born in that, I am going to go on. I'm going to be with you. Only Jesus Christ can deliver. Though He died on the cross of Calvary for sin, He paid for the punishment for sin. He gave His life so that all that sinners need to be free from sin is in His hands. Well, people think to be delivered from witches and lizards and whatever. No. If you are delivered from the power of sin, you are free. You are free. That's what Jesus Christ told them. You'll be free. You, when the Son of, or when the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. What a glorious thing that you be free from sin. To give your life to Jesus Christ. To yield your life, to give your life of sin to Him, and to cry to Him, where He died for sinners on the cross of Calvary. Because here, say, that's why in Romans chapter 10, we are told that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Near, yes, Christ or Jimmy Power, the Bible says, wow, we're afraid, yes, we're afraid, right then. That's what it means. That's what it means. He will save you from sin. He will save you from the power of sin, so that even in this life, your character will become better. Your character that has been tainted with sin, all people, all the people have known you to be, there will be a reversal. You see, when Apostle Paul was saved, you know, the one who they called him, he who once persecuted, near that person, or not or Tata. You see the name? The name changed from the one who persecuted to the one who was persecuted. So that if I am like, oh, they are no can't run. If I drank, oh, they are no normal son. Oh, they are no good your mind. They are no can call for myself. There's a change. Anyone who is saved, you see, there's a change in the in everyone who is born again. You see, that's how it is. That he delivers us, and how do we know he has delivered us? Having power over sin, having ashamed of all that I used to do, having a shame for that, I know he has saved me. He put that in my heart, then I will be ashamed of everything. Missing the issue goes by the baby when he became a new world. What the people call a simple thing becomes heavy burden upon my head. You see? So, when Jesus saves, he saves, and then we are free from the guilt and everything of sin. But before I complete, I just want to add this, and this is always important because we live in a world where people are thinking of Jesus Christ should deliver them from their material poverty. Yet we are here, the public brain of Africa. Oh, yes, we are on GMF, on GMF, on here. I mean, it's only be another. We are seeing how we're done. No, Jesus did not come and save us from material poverty. Yes, we do. One master of GMF, yes, here and answer. We are seeing him that way. His name is Jesus. For he will save his people from their sin. In Matthew chapter 7, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yes, this was directed to the disciples. They should go and preach the kingdom. But it is to everyone also. The kingdom of God might be sought. Christ and his salvation might be sought. Other things of this life, God gives to all. So we are ready. So the gift of this life, God gives to all. And it's your thought, you call aha my cook again. You can adapt Europe near the heat wave. I mean, almost it's your as you're that's how God, I mean the nature around itself, God has ordered that we all enjoy coolness, we are drying the whatever, enjoy wealth and whatever. But when it comes to sin, that is what. Whether you are in Europe, in Africa, wherever you are, a sin. The only problem that which God is Christ calling us to come to him for is salvation from sin. So maybe a few more things that we are saying how dear. I'm sure as we are here quietly, go to the hospital. Some people are there, they are almost off from their life. And go to other places. People cannot even worship as we are here worshiping. There's a persecution there, yet they are God's people. They cannot meet like us. I mean, we have been meeting to worship. They will be arrested and cast into prison. Has God left them? No. Come here, baby. In Groby, so. Say, they have a 19 year old me. A Christ of God, come to me in that sister. I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to share this with you. Sin is our burden. Sin is our issue. Wherever we travel to, wherever we run to, we cannot escape sin, and it means if we are not saved. So, who are here for now? We are not far. We are better than all over and far. Money, any source of here, put in many people. The day will come, you come and stand before God. And I'll always repeat myself. The only thing that will be left
for you is your sin.
Whatever you live for in this world will be gone,
but your sin and its judgment. And may the Lord help us and help everyone here who have not come to know Him to come and yield your heart to Him, ask Him to save you, and that He will save you from sin.
Lord Jesus Christ says, He washes sinners and makes them clean in the eyes of God. Oma Yesu Kristo fe nje nkwa, oma de boye fo mute, o ra je ni. So unji ni Abraham ho, na fa re she ni mu. Won so ntumi nje o, a few money. Let's pray.